are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, I don't know if any of you guys are going to cry. This is kind of a sad story, but Encyclopedia Britannica is ending their print version of their encyclopedias. I know. I'm not joking. That is a little sad. You know, they're going to digital print. Everything is going to computers. And, you know, I don't know. We all grew up with encyclopedia. I remember learning how to spell it. My sister taught me a song. Remember I taught you guys all how to spell encyclopedia? It's like a little song. It's like E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. You know, and I learned that, and I could spell encyclopedia. And it's really frustrating that there's going to not be a lot of rhyme or reason for me to spell encyclopedia. Apparently, it's been available every 2 years, and now an online subscription costs $70 per year. But don't people get Wikipedia for free? Now, it's interesting. In school, my kids in school are told not to go to Wikipedia. They're taught to go to an encyclopedia and open it up. So I'm sure many of you that have encyclopedias in your house will still find use. But right now, everybody just goes to the computer. My son has to do a report on somebody from Mexico. I don't recognize the name. It's not Ponce de Leon or anything like that. Ponce de Leon wouldn't even I don't think he was more southern than that. But at Jose something, and I guess he wants me to look it up. And so what do? I go to Google. I just Google. Wikipedia I like because I landed on Wikipedia. So I was like, oh, there's that to tell you. And I go, do you guys ever want to do a report on me? They go, claro, claro que sí. No, they go, claro que no. That's what they say. All right. So anyway, so no more Encyclopedia Britannica. No more encyclopedia salesmen. Encyclopedia salesmen, they were never very sexy, were they? I mean, they carry one volume, right? And they carry the volume that had the real cool pictures. And you're like, ooh, I want a book like that. Look how much I could learn. I remember when I was a kid vowing to read the whole encyclopedia so I could be smart. My mom's like, good, great idea. I mean, that stopped as soon as the Dukes of Hazzard came on at 8 o'clock. All right, well, what are you going to do? Now, speaking of digital, many of you guys, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to call in and tell me. Of course, our number is 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But after my show, you may want to check this out here. Apparently, hackers have hacked one of the world's top 5 porn sites called Digital Playground. Now, if any of you have used Digital Playground, it has been hacked, and they have stolen 72,000 emails, 40,000 credit card details. They've stolen passwords, etc. Now, the group says it will not publish the data. They say they do this for the love of the game and not the profit. Now, I haven't looked up Digital Playground. They have a picture. But there's a lot of women on there, it looks like. Yeah. Oh, they have 52 pornographic movies such as Babysitters 2 and Sex and Corruption. Is that really a fantasy with you guys? Your babysitter? Really? I always thought babysitters were, you know, kind of going through puberty and kind of pimply and wearing glasses and the big part, you know, down the middle of their hair. I mean, that's how I looked when I babysat. I'd dress up. You don't dress up for babysitting, really? Are babysitters supposed to be hot? Is that like your vet? My husband has never asked me to dress up like a babysitter. He likes the whole Princess Leia. Remember the outfit she wore with Jabba the Hutt? No, he's not asking me to be Jabba the Hutt. Come on, people. You're mean. Anyway, so if any of you have actually accessed this website, you don't have to tell me, right? But you may want to, though, keep an eye on some of your things. You see, passwords, you got to be careful with passwords. I talk to you guys about that all the time, right? My password is, what is my password? It's a real good one. It's, Prime Rib. I use the password Prime Rib because who's going to think of that? Okay. Right? I mean, first of all, the average bad guy doesn't really listen to my show. You guys would figure that out because I talk about Prime Rib all the time. But that's what I use. Right? And then if they need a number, I'll, like, put a number in between the Prime and the Rib. something like that. Like, let's say I really feel like a medium rare prime rib, I'll say 2. But if I want a medium prime rib, it'll be 3. Something like that. All right. So that's my password. But don't use it. Okay. Keep it quiet. Keep it on the down low. All right. So anyway, you know what? These hackers, they just, they're hacking CIA. They're hacking the Senate. They're hacking NASA. Do we have any protection at all? See, what I want to know is, you know, the VA has been doing electronic medical records for a while. And even though we all are pretty excited about going to the electronic medical record route, hopefully all of us being able to communicate with each other from hospital to hospital, from doctor's office to doctor's office, from sea to shining sea, we're a little bit skeptical of what the security breaches could lead to. And I know the VA system has been doing pretty darn good with their, but here's the problem, nobody wants to jinx themselves. You know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, don't bring that up because if they'll jinx themselves, we'll have a breach. Personally, I think what it is nobody cares. You know, it's not that exciting to break into a medical system. All right. It's more exciting to break into a porn site system. But I didn't realize you pay for porn. I thought these porn sites, they just give you free pictures and they sell advertising. Right. Do you guys pay to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? Oh, on XM. You guys have to pay for XM. Right. Even though people can get the Dr. Dahlia show for free on GCM. But pay. I buy XM. I like XM because I like to listen to how I sound, you know, on XM. I also like 50s at 5. I love 50s at 5. Okay. So anyway, if you pay for your porn, just and it's not just Digital Playground. I'm sure there's many other websites. I can't think of the names. I really, if there's babysitter movies, maybe it's Babysitters R Us. I don't know. I don't know what the websites are.
Decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Jennifer from Fargo, North Dakota writes, Dr. Dahlia, why do organic foods cost so much? All right, well, we were talking about organic foods yesterday. Great question. Thank you. Let's see. My guess is many of the organic farms are a lot smaller than some of the large commercial farms. So, you know, when you have kind of a more of a, I don't want to call it like a mom and pop shop, but a lot, you know, these farmers that run the organic farms, they really kind of take care of some of them. You know, they kind of talk to their plants and, you know, a little bit more touchy-feely, but they're smaller. So much more attention could be given to the, you know, to the animals, the livestock, the crops. And we've talked about lack of pesticides, lack of hormones. We talked about that yesterday. But also organic farmers, from what I understand, don't get the federal subsidies that many of the regular conventional farms do. And so that also helps with the cost. And now they're saying organic food may eventually cost less because the more demand, more demand will cause, you know, sometimes prices to go up. But if they if there's more demand, hopefully supply will increase. Then when supply increases and we have bigger farms, hopefully larger farms, then if let's say the population decides to, it's very interesting how economics works. You know, the law of supply and demand, if I could speak it correctly, the supply and demand, you know, the more there's, if if there's going to be more demand, it'll eventually bring down the prices. Not initially, because more demand and less supply causes prices to go up. It'll cause them to have to increase their supply, and then eventually demand will go down. They'll have to lower the prices, and that's how we'll get organic foods to cost less. It's kind of tricky, but there. That's your business lesson for the day by Dr. Dahlia. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm not sure why the U.S. Doesn't promote hunting more often. We have two freezer full of organic meat. It's called venison from a hunting trip. Mm. We have fresh tuna and mahi-mahi in the freezer from a fishing trip. We've got trout. All of it is lean meat. And, of course, I have chickens, so I get fresh eggs that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to know why we don't take the time and promote, you know, hunting. It's free-range, natural, organic, and a heck of a lot less expensive over the course of the year to go on a hunting trip and get a bunch of meat versus going to, like, a Whole Foods or something and purchasing it already packaged. And FYI, some of the proceeds of the stamps for hunting go towards the protection of the wildlife and the wetlands and all that.
Yeah, for
protecting
that.
The environmental aspects of the hunting. Okay.
No, thank you.
I'd let you guys know. Bye.
Thank you. For those of you that ever want to call, whether we're on or off air, please,
hey,
our phone line is
one.
Oh, we got another call. Yeah, let's wait with that. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To answer your question, I wish you were live so I could talk to you. The only problem is, I mean, most of us live in areas where we can't hunt. You know, and, but I mean, I've always, like fishing. I love to fish for my own fish. Every time we go to Alaska, we'll go halibut fishing or we'll go salmon fishing, but there's also restrictions. You know, the last time we went up to Alaska, now we're not very good when it comes to, fishing, by any means, but it was very well known that there were certain limits that you could fish for. You could only, I think at one point, they had to limit it to only one halibut. You could only fish for one halibut. I'm not sure what the number was. So you have people where they had been planning their trips a year in advance, and then all of a sudden the game and wildlife department changes some of the rules, and you can only go and get one fish. So I don't think anybody could actually hunt to get all the food that they want. I just love being out in the, you know, wilderness and being out in the wild and nature. I love that stuff. But personally, no, our family, now we would really stink at that. We're going to need a restaurant. Yeah, we're going to need a drive through somewhere. And I got to be honest though, and maybe I need to be a better cook. But I try to eat the salmon. You fish for salmon, and then they'll fillet it for you, freeze dry it, and send it. And there's different types of salmon. You got king salmon. You got pink salmon. You got crumb, is it? I don't know. There's five different types of salmon. And so we got chum. Yeah, I think it's chum. And it, I don't know. It doesn't taste that good. I tried to play around and cook it and make, I just don't, you know, I just may be spoiled. Maybe I like the flavor of processed foods. I don't know. But I gotta tell you guys, you know, prices of foods are going up, whether it's organic or regular. I mean, we are having, we were talking about gas prices yesterday, gas going up. I mean, prices of food just, I mean, blows our mind away. I mean, let's see. I was kind of looking at, like, here's an example. Kraft macaroni and cheese, right? That came out in 1937, right? They advertised you could make a meal in 9 minutes or less, 19 cents or less, right? You could feed, not that that was the healthiest way to feed your family, of course, but you could feed your family for 19 cents. Back in the 1800s, you could get a dozen eggs for 15 cents. Now, of course, you know, we make more money now. You know, things are different, of course, but it's just... I mean, now what's eggs? What, $4? $4, $5? I'm horrible when it comes to remembering. I used to do really well on The Price is Right. Oh, did you know this? 1936 cola, had a flavored Jell-O. Jell-O had a cola-flavored Jell-O. That's interesting, but it dropped out. Huh, that's kind of nice. I'm taking a look at some of the what things cost back in the 1930s. Oh, Good and Plenty came out in 1937. Kix Corn Puff Cereal came out in 37. Pepperidge Farm Bread came out in 1937. First Superman comic book was 1938. Oh, Nescafe Instant Coffee. Nestle introduced it in Switzerland in 1938. Instant coffee. Huh, that's kind of interesting. All right. Ooh, Nestle Crunch in 1938. Ooh, Lowry's Seasoned Salt from Lowry's Prime Rib. Well, I mean, it was created by Lawrence L. Frank for use in his new restaurant, Lowry's Prime Rib in Los Angeles, 1938. Boy, that stuff was around. Oh, get this, guys. Seedless watermelon was developed in 1939. Now, I wonder how they did that, if they already had genetic engineering. Yeah, they probably did. They probably found a watermelon that didn't have seeds, made it mate with itself. And then I guess that's how you do it. You can make plants mate with themselves. Please, let's not go into that whole fruit fly story again, okay? Please, no more fruit fly. All right, let's see here. They were talking about farms. Peppermint patties came out in 1940. Well, you all got the point. Anyway, you know, things were a heck of a lot cheaper back then. Pretty cool stuff were invented back then. I don't think they've invented a new yummy candy bar in a while. Now, I remember in the 70s, you had the Reese's, right, where you got your chocolate and my peanut butter, and you got my peanut butter and your chocolate or whatever, and then, you know, everybody, you know, kissed and made up. That was kind of interesting. Okay. Oh, do I have to bring up the urine? No, let's skip the urine until we come back. I don't want to talk about the urine yet. Let's talk about beer and health benefits to beer. Another study came out saying beer has antioxidants, and the darker the beer, the healthier. There's natural antioxidants and vitamins in beer that prevent heart disease and even rebuild muscle. Now, remember, these antioxidants reverse cellular damage that occurs naturally in the body that could cause cancer. There's also iron in beer. Dark beer has higher iron content than light beers. And I'm not saying just drink beer that's going to give you all four food groups. But even microbrews, they say microbrews could be pretty healthy. Again, I'm not allowed to sit here. I was on the Andy Dean show. Andy Dean could go and tell everybody, you know, or Alex Jones, they could do that. Me being the doctor, I can't. I got to just say, that's a nice study. But, you know, with the Irish Day coming up, St. Patrick's Day, if some of you drink beer, I may not be that upset with you because there may be some nutritional value. But remember, beer also really gives you gas. Beer is really bloating. You know, many of you go, Dr. Dahlia, I always get gas, and I got to tell you to cut back on the beer. They say, according to a Spanish study, beer may actually provide better hydration than water alone when you're sweating under the sun. Un estudio de español de cerveza. Muy bien. I don't know if I would use beer for hydration. I don't think I like that. Okay, because here's the thing. Always replenish with water. I know there's sports drinks, and those are nice because you replenish some of your sugar and some of your salts, but alcohol dehydrates. So I know this study talks about that it's better for hydration. I don't know. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, why do some drinkers black out and others don't? And a woman that is addicted to drinking her own urine. Don't ask.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Genesis Communications Network for making the Dr. Dahlia Show happen. A big thanks to Donovan for working the dials. Let's go back to some of your phone call comments that you've left for me over the last 24 hours. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. This is Steve, one of your truck drivers. Always listen to you wherever I go.
Thank you.
Listening to you talk about what we can eat, You know what? I really don't care. If I like it, I'm going to eat it. By gosh, if it kills me, it kills me. I don't care. And
okay.
I'm just getting sick and tired of the government saying, well, you can eat this, you can't eat this, but if you eat this, you can't eat that. It's just getting old and it's getting stupid. That's all I got to say, Dr. Dahlia.
I hear you.
I do love your show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And I love my truckers out there. You guys rock. I I know. I mean, you know, we're going to tell you, you know, which nuts are healthy and what food isn't healthy. I mean, I'm assuming you're talking about that cadmium study yesterday where they were talking about how that could lead to cancer in certain foods. And I mean, I agree. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? You know, I'm just going to eat. I mean, I'll try to eat healthy. I'm not going to freak out about it. I'll say my daily prayers. And hopefully God will be happy with me. Now, this woman also kind of has a mind of her own. She is drinking urine. And she's addicted to it. 53-year-old Carrie, we don't have a last name for her, who lives in Colorado Springs, California, is addicted to drinking urine for over 4 years. She drinks about 80 ounces of her urine each day, sometimes by the glass. Sometimes she uses a neti pot to flush it into her sinuses nasally. She says when you are nasal drinking, the pain is different than any pain you've experienced before. Well, then why does she do it? Now, we think, according to Fox News contributor Keith Ablo, psychiatrist thinks that maybe she is suffering from pica, which is a term for people who like to eat organic things like dirt or wood. We've heard of pica. Pregnant women will do that. They'll eat ice when they're anemic, you know, and they will be craving, you know, craving things. So we see that, you know, we'll see kids like to chew on clothes and, you know, we'll even see our little animals do it as well. My cat, when he was suffering from renal failure, was running around trying to find ice. Anytime I had an ice drink, would try to lick the ice. You know, that was a form of pica, but of course he was anemic because he was in renal failure. But they say she has obsessive compulsive disease. She has a compulsion to drink her urine. I think it's disgusting. I don't want to say that it could, you know, hurt you or kill you, but it's your excrement. I mean, you don't want to, drink something that your body is trying to throw out, just like you wouldn't eat your feces, right? No, you wouldn't. So, but you have to think about that. No, so, personally, I just don't think this is something that, I would ever recommend as a doctor. We have recommended urine and urea, a component in urine, for dry feet. We've talked about that, right? We've also talked about urine and, I guess, stings from jellyfish. Yes, those have been fun, right? Other than that, no other medicinal purposes, okay? All right, let's talk about this former Rutgers University student. All right, Darun Ravi has been convicted of all 15 charges, okay, for using a webcam to spy on his roommate after having sex with another man. Now, we talked about this. Tyler Clementi jumped to his death from the George Washington Bridge 3 days after the webcam viewing, just 3 weeks into his freshman year in September 2010. All right. Now, Mr. Ravi was not charged with his death. Okay. Although people are saying, oh, you know, he's being punished for it. They are calling this a hate crime. Right? They are calling this a hate crime. You know, he set up the webcam allegedly and now has been convicted for it, told friends to come and see. Then he, from what I understand, showed the video to multiple people, possibly posted it online. Unfortunately, the boy Tyler was so distraught, he didn't think he could go on and unfortunately ended his life. Just one of the most horrible cases of bullying we've seen, but a type of bullying that is extremely common. People text. I think another child committed suicide because somebody had texted to a whole bunch of other classmates something about their sexual orientation. You know, this whole cybersphere we live in and our young children live in is something I don't think we were ever ready for. I think computers and internet and lack of privacy came upon us too quickly. Remember, we as humans need time to evolve. Okay. You know, I talk about this all the time when we talk about jet lag, altitude sickness. You know, our bodies were never designed to be able to fly from LA to New York in 5 hours and be able to adjust to the time change, adjust to any latitude change. No, you know, our body is only designed to do that at the pace we can walk. Same thing with you deciding to going up the Andes. You know, you will start to breathe heavier. You'll start to have altitude sickness because your body is going to try to compensate for the change as quickly as it can. And, you know, the same goes for electronics and media and computer technology. And like I said, this whole cybersphere that we're in, computers came on I remember the internet. I think I was in my last year of medical school when the internet came about. So we're talking mid to late 90s, right? And I remember going, wow, okay. You know, but again, I didn't realize its potential. I didn't realize what it could do. But I remember finding it to be amazing. And then, you know, the cell phones became pretty big. And then we had pictures and texting and sending pictures and then FaceTime and phantom calls. And I think technology boomed so quickly that we as a human species hasn't really been able to control it. And now we're having all these issues. Now, well, Dr. Dahlia, people need to be careful. People, how do you be careful of avoiding these? You can't. I mean, I think we should have worked at the same speed with privacy and how to control this. Now, not government control by any means, but, you know, how to control children from, you know, being able to, I mean, I'm sure this child, Tyler, had no idea. I mean, yes, something like that could be done, but had no idea that somebody could very easily do this. Setting up a webcam in a bedroom, and I believe the partner actually thought he saw the camera at one point. I don't think anybody thought this was something that could be done. Why? Because it happened too fast. The cybersphere happened way too quickly for what we could imagine could be actually done. And now we're all trying to play catch up. We're telling kids, don't be taking pictures of yourself nude. Don't let somebody take a picture of you in your underwear. Don't let, you know, don't, I don't think we could control it. I don't think we know how to control it. Anybody could text anything. Anybody could say anything. You know, I have doctors calling me and emailing me livid about those internet sites where you could, you know, post a negative comments about your doctor. There's internet sites where you used to be able to rate your doctor, you know, good and bad. But, you know, people who are really happy and love their doctor, they don't sit there and go, oh, I'm going to go on the computer now. You know, people who are mad want to go and, you know, do them in. But now there's sites where all you do is write negative things. And, you know, doctors are emailing me going, Dr. Dahlia, what do you recommend? I can't control this. These things are false. There should be some slander laws and libel laws out there to protect you, but I don't think anybody knows how to go after people that are going to sully your name in the cybersphere, which is worldwide. I don't know. Now, you know, unfortunately, all people could do, you know, if they were on Facebook or Twitter defamed, right? I mean, all they can do is say, well, I, you know, just don't believe it. But now you are guilty until proven innocent. That right now, I mean, with pictures and you're just, it's assumed that, you know, whatever you did was a malice until proven innocent. And like I said, I don't think we're prepared. I don't think we even know how to deal with this. And our children, there's no way they can know. I mean, this is such an assault. And it was such an assault on Tyler's privacy, assault on his sexuality, such an assault. I mean, many adults couldn't have recouped from this. And we're talking about children here, even college. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about brain on alcohol and some interesting stuff about stroke. Don't go away. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack saves you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in medical headlines today, they were talking about this Dutch woman who had recovered from a stroke, an ischemic stroke. We've talked about the different types. One is a hemorrhagic stroke where you have a bleed to the brain from a vessel rupture. The other is an ischemic stroke, more common, from a clot. Now, they're only naming her JS. She was only 62, young. She is only 62. But when she came after her stroke, she wasn't able to recognize most of her family. The daughter she had regular contact with, she couldn't recognize. But the other daughter, whom she hadn't seen in 8 years, she could. When the grandchildren visited, she wouldn't let them sit on her lap like they usually do because she thought they looked repulsive. Now, she has problems recognizing faces. She doesn't like the faces of her family. She's undergoing some neuropsychological testing, but people are like, how could this happen? Yet, she was able to identify celebrities. right? Like Elvis, Albert Einstein, Oprah Winfrey, Julia Roberts, right? She was shown photos of Osama bin Laden and Adolf Hitler, and she responded that these were pictures of pathetic lookalikes and should have had more effort to look like the real people. So what I'm getting from this, I was on the Andy Dean show today, and they were, you know, trying to figure out how this could happen. I think it really depends on where the stroke affected. They call this prosopometamorphopsia. Okay, I hope I pronounced that right. You know, we're basically, you have difficulty recognizing faces because they look kind of contorted or warped in some way. So it's not that her grandchildren were ugly. It's just the faces might have looked slurred to her. Also, it sounds like she had some sort of a personality damage and some sort of an inhibition damage because she didn't realize that what she was saying was rude and was hurtful. All right. But a lot of times that happens. You know, I remember my husband said one of his family members when she was aging before she died was kind of mean. And, you know, he's like, I don't understand how she could say that to me. And I go, she didn't say that to you and probably didn't even realize she said that to you. That, you know, when people age or if they have, you know, mini strokes or cancer, et cetera, to the brain, they're going to do things that are going to just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they said that to me. And I learned it, you know, early on because we had sick grandparents living with us. You know, after one died, another one moved in. And so, you know, the little snaps here and there, I was like, what? But so I kind of realized, okay, that's what happens, you know, as people age. But a lot of us were not prepared for that. And so if any of your loved ones have ever undergone a stroke, you know, and they start to kind of act like this, of course, you want to get a neurologist involved. You want their family doctor, internal medicine doctor involved as well. But sometimes warn your grandkids, let them know that maybe she may be looking at you a little different. All right, because otherwise grandkids, they just don't understand why grandma and grandpa, you know, are talking harshly to them. All right. Another interesting study came out today. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, where some students get blackouts and some don't. Now, you know, we've known this to be true. We've had many people say, you know, oh, I could drink, you know, as the day is long. And, you know, I handled St. Patrick's Day perfectly and I'm good. And then you have other people, they're lightweights and they black out. Well, scientists decide to look at 24 college students and scan their brains before they drink, after they drink. And they actually found that even though the students looked very close before the drinking, after drinking, their brains look different. So we do know that, you know, blackouts, which are basically where, you know, you lose your memory, you have amnesic episodes, you pass out, etc. Those, you know, are not for, not every person is inclined to have them. Now, unfortunately, they can't look at the brain and say, you're going to be good. All right. They, you know, what they did is they studied people after they had drunk alcohol. Is that have drunk alcohol? Yeah. But there are biological reasons for it. I'm not surprised, you know. But honestly, we really shouldn't be drinking to the point of blacking out, really. You know, our life's that bad that you really need to black out. Alcohol makes you feel weird. Now, trust me, you know, I like a margarita every now and then, but no, not to the degree. I just can't imagine. But I know these are kids. Excuse me, kids. Youth is wasted on the young. All right. Now, psoriasis patients. How many of you guys have psoriasis? Mm-hmm. Yep, I see out there. How many of you don't know if you have psoriasis, but you got these scaly patches on your elbows, right? Sometimes scaly areas on your scalp. You may have psoriasis. You know, psoriasis, we kind of call it a bad eczema where it's a skin condition. It's an inflammatory condition where basically you get these inflammatory skin patches, and steroids sometimes help them go away and sometimes they don't, and you need some very fancy immunomodulators. Well, unfortunately, a study came out today saying psoriasis patients may face higher heart risk. Now, many psoriasis patients are not diagnosed. They're like, gosh, my elbows are dry and flaky, or gosh, I have flaky patches on my knees. Okay, that could be early psoriasis. It's very easy to tell. We do a biopsy. Some of us doctors can actually just look at you, you know, but if you really want to know, a biopsy is important. But apparently studies have found that many people that have this excessive inflammation, here's inflammation again, what does inflammation cause? Cardiovascular disease. They even have found it causing insulin resistance, obesity, abnormal cholesterol levels. Now, I'm not saying if you have psoriasis, you're going to have high cholesterol, but they have found that here's a study saying patients with severe psoriasis die about 5 years earlier than those who don't have the disease, and 50% of the increased risk of death is due to cardiovascular disease. So, okay, what do we do with this one? I hate these studies. What do we do with this one? Well, here's the thing. If you do have a chronic inflammatory condition, whether it's periodontal disease, whether it's, I don't know, colitis, what, you know, a good thing to do is make sure you're always still checking the heart. And if you are at risk for high cholesterol, if you are at risk for diabetes, if you are obese, work on those. Because you are going to be more at risk for heart disease. Same thing with diabetics. You know, many of my diabetics, they exercise, they do really well, but because you have diabetes, you're going to be at risk for heart disease. Family history. Those of us whose dads, like mine, died of a heart attack, you bet your butt I have to try harder than the average person. Okay, but, you know, I wouldn't take the study going, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die 5 years earlier. Don't look at it that way. That was just a study. But if you do have an inflammatory skin condition, don't be blowing off your cholesterol. If your cholesterol's high, you may want to get it treated. That's all I'm saying with that. Okay. All right. Oh, this is kind of interesting. Oh, boy, there's so much I want to talk about. I know we're coming up to the end. Okay. Quickly, there was a study today that came out that many people taking taking anti-cancer medications like tamoxifen are actually having problems because it's getting mixed with medications that they shouldn't mix it with, like Celebrex, certain proton pump inhibitors for antacids. My recommendation, people, okay, is to make sure you talk to your doctor. Make sure you talk to your pharmacist. You may be thinking you have great efficacy of that medication, but other medications you're taking could be weakening it or could be increasing your potency. Now, we thought many of these medications like Z-Pax or Pepcid are pretty inert. Not always. Many times they can affect your potency of the medication. So we're strongly urging anybody that takes multiple medications and then now is on a chemotherapy regimen, whether it's through a pill or injectable form, to make sure you talk to your doctor, okay? And, of course, guys, keep emailing me over the weekend. I actually have an event this weekend, so I am going to be playing a best of this weekend, but I'm still around. I'm still in town, so please email me. Now, speaking of towns, the most expensive city in America? Yep, San Francisco. Believe it or not, New York wasn't on this list. They said the top 10 most unaffordable cities, based on this one survey released by National Low Income Housing Coalition, says San Francisco is number one for the most unaffordable. Stamford, Norwalk, Connecticut, Honolulu, Hawaii, Nassau, Suffolk, New York, Orange County, California, San Jose, Santa Clara, California, Westchester County, New York, Bergen, Passaic, New Jersey, Danbury, Connecticut, and Washington, D.C., ranging from $1,500 for a two-bedroom apartment to $1,900 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. Whew, when are the prices going to go down? I would love to live in San Francisco or Washington. Any of these cities are beautiful. Whew, but getting kind of costly. All right, guys, we're coming up on the end. Great show today. Absolutely great show. Cannot wait. Cannot wait to talk to you again. Keep emailing me and follow me on Twitter. You guys have a great day, and thank you, Donovan. You're the best.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.